thank you for being here. And we're gonna get started as folks will jump in, I'm sure. But we've got a special guest with us today. Some of you know him as I see your faces on the screen or see your names popping up on the Edge here. But welcome to the Edge Challenge Call. And again, this every other week, so we'll be back in 2 weeks with the next one. But today's special guest I'm excited about is Dean Collins. Dean is, first and foremost, he's an advisory member of the board for the Edge. So we're going to jump out there with a little marketing on that, Dean. But Dean is also the president of Point University. And so much to tell you about him. I would encourage you to Google him. Google the school. Check those folks out and see who they are. But Dean and I started ministry around the same time. Well, I didn't start, but we were starting ministries in the Auburn area about the same time. Him with the university and me with teenagers many, many years ago. But he's also a former campus minister, former therapist, former HR director, and now he's the president of a university that is innovative and creative, doing amazing things, and navigating, which, as you can imagine, a lot of small Christian colleges are going out of business right now. That is not going to be Point. Now, I'm saying that in faith as well as reality for you there, Dean. But
Thank you.
Dean Collins is going to challenge us this morning. So, Dean, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to be here, Kevin. Thank you for asking, and look forward to meeting some of you, and it's good to see some of you that I know. You know, lately we're noticing a lot of conversation, inappropriate conversation, around power and authority and words. And in my daily scripture reading this week, I was reading in Matthew the Sermon on the Mount, towards the end of that sermon in chapter 7, and then a situation that happens in chapter 8, I noticed that the text tells us that the people marveled at Jesus' teaching because he taught as one with authority. There were people that had authority, political authority, Rome had authority. You all on this call have a level of authority that has been given to you based on the role that you play in your organizations. But I was thinking about that authority and thinking about Jesus, and then what we know about Jesus is he came humbly. Yeah, he was born in a manger. He didn't have possessions. He said, foxes have holes to live in. I don't even have a home. And yet, without wealth, without politically been given authority, Jesus had authority. I also got to thinking about the story he told right as he finished the Sermon on the Mount, and it was about a Roman soldier who came to Jesus, and he came to him on behalf of one of his servants who was sick. So here was an interesting situation, because this Roman centurion was one who had legal and political authority. And yet he came to Jesus, submitting to Jesus. And there's an interesting play here, because you have different races involved in this story, and you have the Romans submitting to Jesus. And when he comes to Jesus, he makes a petition, not on his behalf, but on his servant's behalf, that he would heal him. And Jesus agreed. He said that he would come to his house and deal with this matter and heal the servant. But the Roman said, that's not necessary. Only speak the word and he will be healed. And then what makes my head spin is that these words spoken by the Roman centurion, who was surrendering his authority in this moment, caused Jesus to marvel. Imagine that. The King of Kings, the Lord of all, marveling at the words of the Roman centurion. In fact, Jesus said that he'd seen no one in Israel, those that had all of the rank and privilege of religious authority, none of them had the kind of faith that was demonstrated by this Roman centurion who was willing to surrender humbly to Jesus. And so I got to thinking about that, challenging myself and challenging you about our words and what we may possess authority as leaders, as CEOs, as entrepreneurs, but those things and those titles aren't really what gives us authority. It's the humility of surrender that creates moral authority and allows us to make a difference in one's lives and in the people that follow us. And it's not just our words, it's our actions too. Our words need to speak with moral authority because we're surrendered to Jesus, but our actions must demonstrate that we really are surrendered to Jesus. Words alone will not do. Words are important, but it takes actions of humility and faith that allow us to truly serve Jesus. I'll just read the text and then have a short prayer. And when he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him. "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I'll come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the utter darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing." And the centurion, Jesus said, "Go, let it be done to you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this privilege of sharing with brothers and sisters of faith. We surrender our authority, our given authority by our titles, etc., to you. We ask that you humbly transform our hearts and minds, that our words and our actions would be in line with and surrendered to you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Use us for your glory and your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.